For the first time since 1978, thoroughbred horse racing may have a Triple Crown winner. California Chrome, winner of both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, is favored to win the Belmont Stakes next weekend. The most recent horse to win the Triple Crown was Affirmed. Under jockey Steve Cawthon, Affirmed beat Alidar in each of the Crown's three jewels. In Duel for the Crown, subtitled Affirmed, Alidar, and Racing's Greatest Rivalry, Linda Carroll and David Rosner tell the story of those three races and much more. Linda Carroll owns and operates Fiery Run Farm in New Jersey, and she joins me now. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
Affirmed, raised in Florida, was owned by Lewis Wolfson, whom you characterize in the book as a new breed of owner and an underdog outsider. Is that partly because Wolfson was a corporate raider who went to prison for violating federal securities laws?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is that he was an outsider who wasn't old money, you know, the typical horse owner in Kentucky. But it was also that he wasn't raised around horses. He got into horses very late in life, late 40s, early 50s, and he clearly was a quick study.
Alidar, on the other hand, came from a much more traditional racing background, as did Alidar's owners. Tell us a little bit about that.
He came from Calumet Farm, which was one of the biggest racing dynasties. It had started with Whirlaway back in the 40s. And continued on through the 60s, winning like everything. People would not show up for races because Calumet was there. It was they were so dominant, they would win big stakes races on the East and the West Coast in the same day. But by the time the 70s had rolled around, Calumet had fallen on hard times. The owner, Lucille Markey, she still had some good brood mares, and she bred one of those mares out to a horse named Raisin Native, and produced Alidar, which was an amazing colt from the minute he was born.
After Affirmed and Alidar ran against each other as two-year-olds in Belmont's Great American Stakes, which Alidar won, Affirmed's trainer, Laz Barrera, said, "We got to get him away from that big monster," meaning Alidar. Why was that?
I think he wanted to build Affirmed's confidence. And he was worried that if he kept racing with this horse, the horse would never develop confidence that he could win. So he shipped him out to the West Coast and developed the confidence that he could beat everything else.
Affirmed beat Alidar four of the six times they ran against each other before the 1978 Kentucky Derby, the beginning of that Triple Crown. And three of those four races required photo finishes. So people who followed racing must have anticipated a great duel at Churchill Downs.
Well, I think they did. And as it turned out, Alidar was the favorite. And, you know, despite the fact that Affirmed had a great record on the West Coast, there was kind of like today, there was this attitude that if the horse prepped on the West Coast, there was no way that it was going to be able to compete with these better horses on the East Coast. It's interesting because I think, for me, California Chrome is so reminiscent of Affirmed. When I first saw him in some of the two-year-old preps, all I thought about was, this horse is so like Affirmed. Maybe this is the one that's going to do it.
Describe how close those three Triple Crown races in 1978 were.
Well, the Derby wasn't as close as the other two. But, you know, it looked like in the Preakness that Alidar could maybe catch Affirmed. You know, he got pretty close. But then the Belmont was an amazing race. Alidar's trainer told the jockey, "You get up really close and you push him, because I think we have the horse that can do the distance better." And Alidar moved up, you know, after about a half a mile into this 1.5 mile race. And from that point on, they were competing. That's a long way to be duking it out.
Affirmed and Alidar last raced against each other in the Travers Stakes at Saratoga. Tell us a little bit about the result of that race, because I'm wondering if you'd have had a better story to tell if maybe that race hadn't happened.
Well, I don't know about that, but that race, I think, made everyone disappointed on, you know, both sides, because towards the middle to the end of the race, one of the jockeys, Angel Cordero, moved his horse, which was next to Affirmed, out and pushed Affirmed out. And at that point, Alidar came flying up on the rail. but Aladar got cut off, and it resulted in a disqualification, even though Affirmed made it to the finish line first. There was some talk that there was a deal between Angel Cordero and Aladar's jockey, and, you know, of course, they both say, you know, come on, we would never have done that. And, you know, but, you know, I watched that race like a million times before we wrote that part of the book, and it's pretty easy to construct a theory. But, you know, it could have just happened.
Well, conspiracy theory or no, it is kind of a shame that that last race between the two of them was decided not by which horse crossed the finish line first, but by a foul.
Yes, yes. And both sides were unhappy with it. You know, I mean, after the race, Velasquez brought a bottle of champagne because Aladar had won the race. And that bottle of champagne was never opened. It just sat next to the barn because everyone didn't feel like it was a win.
California Chrome beat Commanding Curve and Danza in the Derby this year. Ride on Curlin and Social Inclusion finished second and third in the Preakness. So what California Chrome doesn't have is a clear rival. How likely is it that we'll ever again see the great two-horse rivalry that Aladar and Affirmed provided us?
I think it's highly unlikely. I mean, this year is the first year that I feel like it's really a possibility. But the idea that we would have two horses that are so closely matched, that's one in a million.
So, do you like California Chrome in the third jewel of the Triple Crown?
Superstitious creature that I am, I hate to say, but yeah, I bet him for the Derby. I bet him for the Preakness, and I'm betting him for the Belmont.
With David Rosner, Linda Carroll has written Duel for the Crown, Affirmed Aladar, and Racing's Greatest Rivalry. Linda, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years, offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars, themusicemporium.com. This is NPR.